Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Well, hello and welcome back to the Bakedown podcast. It can only mean one thing, and that is yet another series of the Great British Bake Off is upon us. And we are recording this here in England on the 14th of September. We are just 1 week away from Bake Off being back on the screens here on Channel 4. We are so excited. And to join me in my excitement are two former contestants and longtime friends of Bake with a Legend, Howard Middleton and Dan Beasley-Harling. Howard, we'll come to you first. You've got a whole week to wait, but how's the excitement levels?
I am excited, yeah. I think you always get to the point where you think, is it going to be a kind of group that you're going to gel with? Are we going to be excited about seeing what they do in the tent? And then as it gets a bit nearer and nearer, the excitement builds. So yeah, I am getting excited.
Dan, how about you in South London there? Is the excitement reached you?
I've got quite used to having a new set of faces to see every year. So it's maybe not as exciting as it once was, but now looking through the profiles, now the excitement is building. Now I'm finding out a bit more about all the people who are going to be on there, reading about their backstories. I am starting to get quite excited. It looks like they're going to be an interesting bunch of characters this year.
Well, absolutely. We're going to try and give you a little bit of background from what we've been told about the 12 contestants that are going to be in this year's series. We've got Tom, Chica, Maggie, Lizzie, Jürgen, Yarzino, Giuseppe, George, Freya, Christelle, Chigs and Amanda. We can see, obviously, their photos. We are sent a bit of information about them. Just before we get going here, Howard, who is your attention immediately drawn to from the dozen here?
To be perfectly honest, my attention was drawn to Tom. I've just sold a pair of spectacles on eBay, and he appears to be wearing them. So, yeah, they're Tom Ford ones that didn't quite suit me. So I'd be delighted to know if Tom is the proud owner of my old glasses.
Sorry, just to be clear, why did you buy a pair of glasses that didn't fit you? How does that happen?
They fitted, but once I'd actually got the lenses put in them, I thought, do you know, they don't really have the same kind of impact or whatever. And I don't want to raise this now in case Tom is thinking he looks really good in them. So it's a sort of delicate situation. But yeah, I thought they didn't have the same kind of impact that I wanted them to have. So I ended up popping them on eBay, and somebody has bought them. But I don't know if it's Tom or not.
Right, we could have turned it into some sort of competition to win your spare pair of spectacles here on the Bakedown podcast. But nevertheless, Dan, who immediately leapt out to you from this dozen?
I mean, I think Chiggs and Jezzino jumped out to me straight away just because they're both kind of handsome. But in terms of reading their profiles, I think Amanda is my immediate favourite. And I should just stress at this point, we really are just judging books by their covers. This is exactly the wrong way to judge people. We haven't even seen them talking yet. But just from reading their profiles, Amanda is, I believe, some kind of detective. So I think that she will be very, very good at holding her nerve under pressure. And I do believe, my great belief is that the main thing you need to win Bake Off is mental toughness. And Amanda struck me as someone who would be like that. Freya also seems interesting. I noticed she's a psychology student, so maybe she will have some mental toughness as well. Although I'm a bit worried about her because I think she's vegan and I think she's going to bake everything vegan. So I think she might be a bit up against it.
Well, it was about time there was someone who was going to be doing it for all the vegans, and we will come onto her very shortly. But the big news from Bake with a Legend is that we are going to be doing classes in tandem with the 2021 series of The Great British Bake Off. So the episodes are, of course, shown here in the UK on Tuesday. They will be out on Netflix for all our friends in America on Friday. And on Sundays at 5 p.m., throughout the whole series, we will be teaching either our take on the signature or the technical challenge, whichever we feel is going to be a better class. So the recipes are going to be worked up extremely quickly by our bakers, and they are going to be sent out on Wednesday morning to you. So if you sign up, you will still have 4 days to make sure you can get everything gathered. And Dan and Howard are going to be involved. Howard is teaching in week two, Dan in week three. Jane Beadle is going to kick us off on the 26th of September with week one. So we are hugely excited about that. You can buy a package to join for all 10 classes at a reduced price, or you can, as with all our other online classes, sign up just one by one. So do check out the website for more information on that. Well, look, let's get back to our contestants. I want to talk through a little bit more information on all of them. So let's just firstly start with Christelle. So Christelle, we're told, is a quadrilingual. Howard, what do you make of that? I mean, that's quite impressive. Quadrilingual Christelle is a baker who lives in London, brings her diverse heritage. She's Kenyan born, Portuguese going parents, and she grew up growing up, she served as chief taster for her mother's family recipes. She began baking seriously just 3 years ago. She loves to infuse her bakes with spices from the places she's visited. What do you think about Christelle?
I like that. I like the sound of the approach that she's taking. So quite often people will have a particular heritage or a particular cuisine background, but the idea that she's drawing from different influences and inspirations, I think that sounds really interesting. Yeah
and Dan, she is a member of an online choir. Is that something you look for, that you think is required in a Bake Off champion?
I wonder how the timing and lag would work for an online choir. I feel like that could be quite interesting. I think it's nice to be in the room for things like that. I'm wondering how that works. Christelle, I originally was very excited about her. She looks very put together, but I noticed in something that I read that she said she doesn't cope very well with stress. So then her odds immediately plummeted after saying that. So we'll have to see how she gets on. I'm intrigued. She appears calm and competent, but she might have given something away in her bio, I think.
Okay, well there we go. We will move on to Jürgen, who is originally from the Black Forest in Germany. He now lives in Sussex with his wife and son. Passion for baking began when he decided to bake his own traditional German bread after being unable to find any in his adopted home. He is also known for his Jewish challah bread, and the celebration cakes are a firm favorite among his friends and family. Jürgen is a very technical baker, using calculations to help ensure perfect results. So calculations for perfect results. Howard, is he one to watch, Jürgen, do you think?
He probably is one to watch. He does look quite serious in some shots. He looks a little bit as if he's going to take quite a technical approach. And then he takes his glasses off in other shots, that other publicity shots that we've seen. And he looks a bit friendlier. So I think if he's got that sort of technical approach, but he's still got a sense of humour, I think that's a perfect match for the tent, really.
Yeah, I agree, by the way, on the photos. If you go on the Mail Online, which I'm sure, Howard, is one of your go-to websites anyway, they do have all of them in exactly the same pose, just with some sort of dusting some flour over a bowl. And he looks much friendlier in those shots than he does in some of the others. There's also a musical link here, Dan. He's a trombonist, apparently. Oh. I'm not sure if we've had any previous trombonists in the tent, but... yeah, a precision baker by the look of it, Dan.
Yeah, I mean, on paper, yeah. That was he an engineer as well, or am I confusing him with someone
IT
else?
Professional. IT professional.
He was an IT professional. So yeah, probably be quite detail-oriented. Could be good. I'd be interested, as I said, his personality isn't jumping out at me, but then it is obviously just a still image at this point. So it'd be interesting to see what he's like in the tent and what kind of dynamic he brings. But yeah, on paper, looking pretty good. Definitely. Definitely looking good for Jürgen.
Yeah, I'm thinking Jürgen could go far in this competition. Now, we need to move on to Freya. Who you might have spotted. I believe Freya is our youngest baker in the whole of the series coming, just 19. But of course, we had a young winner, didn't we, last series. So Freya, Howard, is doing it for Yorkshire. Does that mean immediately gets your attention? And also, it looks like, yeah, there could be this vegan angle to look out for.
I don't really too parochial about things, but yeah, the thing that worried me about Freya was there was a winner of Junior Bake Off called Freya. She's not getting a second chance, is she? I don't think that's fair if she's had the opportunity to win Junior Bake Off and then she's going back round again.
No, I don't think so. We of course, here at Bake With Edgemont, we do have the fabulous Rosie, who has been leading classes with us online, who was a former Junior Bake Off contestant. So we will defer to her on All Matters Junior Bake Off, but I don't believe you're allowed back. It says her love of baking comes from spending lots of time with her grandma as she was growing up. Freya now balances her baking with her studies while at uni studying for a psychology degree. I mean, that makes it sound like a psychology degree these days is extremely tough. I mean, if you have to balance your baking with it rather than simply having time for both. My take on that kind of degree at university is that there is ample time for both, I suspect, Howard.
I think so. I know we've not got on to Chiggs yet, but Chiggs is... he's one of the bakers who apparently hasn't been baking for very long, has he? I think he only started baking in lockdown. So
yeah.
maybe getting on Bake Off is easier, I don't know.
Well, this is it, Dan, and this is amazing, isn't it? Chiggs began seriously baking at the beginning of lockdown in 2020, taught himself how to produce complex bakes and intricate chocolate work through the careful study of online videos. I mean, this is amazing, isn't it? We're thinking of people that have been doing this for years and years, but here we have someone who is pretty fresh in the baking world.
But that's not necessarily a huge disadvantage because one of my biggest problem on Bake Off was overthinking. And I think, you know, you get a brief and you think of like 10 different ways that you could do it. And if you only know sort of a couple of different ways to do it or even just one, it kind of reduces a lot of that thinking time. So maybe, you know, having lots and lots of experience isn't always the most helpful thing. So, you know, on paper, it doesn't look great, but I think he might surprise us. And he seems like someone who's full of personality and I'm looking forward to seeing Chiggs. I think he's going to be fun. I think it's going to be good TV.
Yeah, it says here, Howard, that Chiggs enjoys high octane activities like bouldering, skydiving, and trekking, and he's currently planning on climbing Kilimanjaro. Sounds very active.
That just sounds a bit too active for me, but yeah.
Yeah, you might have bonded over that on those late night drinks that you can have. Had you been in the same series together. Yeah. Though, of course, he was 7 years away from even thinking about baking by when you were on Howard.
So yeah, absolutely.
We'll try and get it together. Well, look, we've obviously got some more bakers to talk about here. We've got Giuseppe, Dan. I don't know if Giuseppe caught your eye. He's 45. He's now Bristol-based. He's originally from Italy. He credits his love of baking to his father, a professional chef. So his father's a professional chef. Is that a help or a hindrance here, Dan, do you think?
Oh, who knows? I don't know. I don't know, because you could have, you know, I think I read an article, someone said he's probably got daddy issues, sort of living out some parents' approval fantasy or something, I don't know. But no, I mean, obviously that background knowledge is going to be very helpful. I wonder if he'll be seeking out his father's advice on these matters. But yeah, he's very Italian, isn't he? You could tell he was Italian without the name, couldn't you?
100%,
yeah. So he's certainly going to be bringing that Italian influence. And I think that'll be interesting. It seems like we have a lot of Europeans, or, you know, it's a lot less sort of English middle class this year, don't you think? Seems a little bit more diverse. So I think that's something to look forward to.
There's a real international flavour to many of the contestants, which should make it really interesting in terms of, I guess, them putting their personality onto all of these bakes. And I think just to reference the article I believe you were referring to was in The Guardian and is Stuart Heritage, who is particularly entertaining. So if you want to go and read his preview of how he thinks the contestants may do this year, purely based on the limited information we have, then do check out his article online. So we have Giuseppe, who is the engineer, who I think you were referring to earlier. But Howard, we've got Lizzie, who's 28, lives with her partner and their dog in an annex in her parents' garden. She believes in flavour and simple presentation when it comes to her bakes. She especially believes in quantity over precision. Despite looking frantic and messy on the outside, Lizzie is actually cool and collected within, and her baking comfort zone is cake. Oh, a fascination developed during her studies for her criminology degree in investigating the lives of serial killers. Well, hey, we've all got hobbies. Some of us like football, and some of us like investigating the lives of serial killers, Howard.
Oh dear. And she looks so sort of colourful and sort of jolly, doesn't she? I mean, she's got you know, lovely colourful outfits on, and we've got a bit of reddish orange in her hair, I think.
Yes.
So yeah, she looks very, very kind of positive and colourful and loving, and is into serial killers. So yeah, that's a really interesting combination.
I think she's using all that colour to mask the darkness within, don't you think, Howard?
Wow.
We're going to expect some bakes with very dark souls. Yes.
Yeah, potentially. Lizzie, they're doing this on behalf of Liverpool. She is a car production operative as well, the information tell us. So we look forward to watching Lizzie. The oldest contestant in this series is Maggie. She is 70. Dan, she's a retired nurse. She grew up surrounded by family members who love to cook and bake and finds that baking comes naturally to her. While she loves recreating traditional bakes, Maggie also enjoys experimenting with exciting flavours. Her favourite thing to bake is bread, so she'll be looking to impress Paul Hollywood during Bread Week. I mean, that's assuming she gets there. When she's not baking or cooking, Maggie loves canoeing, kayaking and sailing, and regularly takes off in search of adventure. A very active 70-year-old, Dan.
Yes. Well, my mother is in her 70s and in Dorset, and she is not kayaking or sailing, but it's nice to stay active in your older years. Maggie's got a really sweet face. Again, we're just judging by the limited pictures that we have, but she looks like she'll be someone who's sort of very kind and sweet, and I'm very much looking forward to seeing Maggie, and I think she's going to probably deliver us some simple traditional baking. I fear... she may shine more in the signatures than the showstoppers, but I'm looking forward to seeing her.
Yeah, likewise. Howard, are you going to be backing Maggie doing it for the...
I think there's always a feeling as well that people who are a bit older, who've had the more experience of baking, have got more to kind of bring to the technicals as well, that they're able to kind of draw on past experience and even if you've not done that particular bake before, you can sort of think through some of the processes and timings and temperatures and things a little bit easier than perhaps people who are less sort of experienced. So I expect Maggie to do pretty well, really.
Yeah, we look forward to watching Maggie. Now, I think the best name of all contestants is Rachika, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. 27, from Birmingham, a junior HR business partner, loves dancing. The speciality here is going to be Jamaican flavours. She comes from a Caribbean heritage, She loves flavour, passion and love in her bakes. She always is especially proud when her nan and aunties let her know that she has baked a cake that reminds them of the treats they had growing up. Rashika's love of baking began when she was left unable to dance due to an injury, and now she spends her spare time baking, dancing and making sure her nephew is provided with plenty of biscuits before whisking up a cake that can live up to her niece's wild imagination. So another one down here that's going to be no doubt drawing on heritage for flavours and inspiration.
Yes. So we've got... So is it Rashika? I don't know. So she's Jamaican. And then we've also got Jezino, who I believe is from the Trinidad. I thought Jezino was a Portuguese name. I don't know. But I imagine they'll be bringing a similar vibe in terms of flavours. So that'll be something interesting to look forward to. I don't know. I'm not getting much from Rashika at the moment. I got to be honest. I think, you know, when we see that first episode, we'll see her shine a little bit more. But I'm not getting any strong vibes from her, I'm afraid. I'm going to have to pass on this one, Josh.
Right, okay. Well, Dan almost seemingly predicting an early exit, possibly, for Rashika. I mean, that's what I interpreted from that. I don't know what you felt, Howard, but, you know, you mentioned there Jarzano. Jarzano, 51, Trinidad-born, lives in London now, began baking in 2014 after he was inspired by Howard Middleton on the Great British Bake Off in 20... No, I'm joking, Howard. He wasn't.
It doesn't really say that.
I'm just joking, but it does say that he began baking in 2014. He became disillusioned with delicious-looking bakes that didn't have the flavour to match. Now Jarzano says that baking is like breathing, and he loves to explore new flavour combinations. What do you think about this? Baking is like breathing, Howard.
Oh, isn't that awful? Because I think sometimes that... No, I know, but... They ask you to make sort of comments about your heritage and about your approach to baking and things like that. And then you say something and before you know it, it's actually been reproduced in print. And he's probably kicking himself thinking, what a daft thing that was to say. Baking is like breathing. Yeah. Or maybe he's not. Maybe he's thinking he truly believes that. But
Dan, what do you find more important?
Baking or breathing?
Yeah.
I could probably survive a day or two without baking, I'll be honest. No, but Howard's absolutely right. They do sort of, they ask you a whole bunch of questions and every now and then you'll say something slightly ridiculous. And that's the thing that they talk about, isn't it? That's the thing that they print. So, yeah, it's a slightly odd thing to say, bless him. But I get what he means. It's, you know, I think a lot of us bakers, it sort of becomes just another part of your existence, doesn't it? Along with sort of your routine. So I get what he's saying. But yeah, it'd be interesting to see what he comes up with. Yeah, what does he do for work? Do we know? I don't know.
Well, we do get told this kind of key information about what people do. So let's see if we can quickly scroll my computer quick enough to see. a head of finance, Jarzano, head of finance.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, we've got three bakers left to talk about. So first up is George, who, like me, is 34. So on that ground alone, I'll be backing George. Grew up in a close-knit Greek Cypriot family. Food has always been a big part of his family life. He's now married to his childhood sweetheart. George enjoys baking with his three children, passing on the lessons he learned from his mum when he learned to bake as a child. George likes to flavour his bakes with homegrown herbs, while he prefers to finish his bakes with a shabby chic vintage vibe and won't settle for anything less than perfection with his finished bakes. He is a shared lives coordinator, we are told, is his occupation. I don't know what that means, to be honest, Howard. Any ideas what a shared lives coordinator does?
I've got... Slight idea. I suppose it's people who want to share their lives with someone else. So it might be people who need support or something. He coordinates that.
I'm not sure. I'm going to quickly Google it. Unless, Dan, have you got any thoughts on a shared life coordinator?
I don't know. Is it a carer thing? I don't know.
I think it must be.
I think it must be, you know, that as I say, people with perhaps a disability or something who look to be able to to live in a shared.
It says here that shared lives is a highly successful way of helping people to live in their communities. Oh, I like him already. I think he's a good person. He's 34 like me. He likes baking with his kids. I am backing George. I'm sticking my neck out on George.
He looks more. He looks friendlier on the British Bake Off picture than he does in the Radio Times. The Radio Times is really staring at me with some very sort of intense eyes. So slightly scared by him. But also, it says on the Bake Off sort of information about them. Oh, wait a minute, I've turned it on. Sorry, it's playing the Bake Off. He loves his dancing Japanese dog. He's got a dancing Japanese dog.
Oh,
or does he love dancing and a Japanese dog?
Oh, I've just found that as well. Yeah, if I didn't have enough reasons to back him, I am absolutely backing him. Now, Dan, let's just talk about Amanda. She's 56, raised in London with a Greek Cypriot heritage. Amanda baked with her mum as a child, learnt all about Greek baking, and particularly from her paternal auntie. Amanda's bakes are often influenced by Greek and Middle Eastern flavours. She loves painting directly onto her cakes too. Inspired by her two daughters, Met Police Detective Amanda decorates her bakes with a pretty feministic aesthetic, while her history of studying graphic design at college is sure to help create some eye-catching decorations. I mean, you touched on this earlier, Dan, the mental strength that will come with being a police detective here. This could be a success story.
Yeah, I'm totally backing her because, again, this is just day one. I think she'll be really mentally tough, so I think she'll cope very well with the pressure. And the fact that she's got this graphic design background means that she's probably going to be really, really good at doing the showstoppers. That's what I always fell over because I can't do the sort of the fancy decoration. And I think if you can make something that looks great, that's always going to win you big points on television. I've got a lot of high hopes for Amanda. She is also sort of Greek inspired, like George, is she? So we sort of got we got the Caribbean flavors and we've got the Greek flavors. So I sort of feel like we're sort of setting up some battles between a couple of people, aren't we? To see who will produce the best sort of the best regional inspired food. So that'll be something interesting to see.
Yeah, absolutely will be. And finally, let's talk about Tom. Howard, you mentioned him earlier pretending or claiming that he has taken your spare pair of spectacles. An unlikely story that we hope to get to the bottom of as we go through each week. That will bots. If you're tuning in each week to get Bake Off reaction as we go through this series, you may be disappointed. It may just be now almost a thriller of trying to locate where Howard's glasses have actually been sent and see if we can locate the buyer from eBay as we go through. So, but Tom is 28. He's a keen runner. He's been baking all his life, apparently, and proudly remembers being the only boy in his primary school baking club. I didn't have a baking club in my primary school, so I couldn't have been the only boy or otherwise. But it's good to know that Tom had one. He discovered his true passion for baking 4 years ago when he made his dad a sticky toffee pudding cake. Now Tom finds the time to bake several times a week and is known as the midnight baker by his mum after she would often wake up to find freshly baked pies, quiches and breads in the morning. Tom likes to make each bake his own and has a lot of fun with his bakes, which often follow their own creative themes. Now, Howard, Dan has gone with Amanda, frankly. I have also made my choice here with George. Are you backing Tom?
Oh, do you know, I'd love to back Tom. But I think, who am I going to go with? Do you know, I think I might... Oh, I'm torn between Giuseppe and Jürgen, to be perfectly honest.
I think Jürgen could go far. There's many, many factors there that lead me potentially to Jürgen, but George and Jürgen are my two. Of course, by the time we actually watch an episode in a week's time, we may feel very differently about all this, but for now, right. So Howard, you've got Jürgen. I will take George. Dan has got Amanda, and we will see where we get to. So look, that is just a very short podcast that we wanted to do to tell you a little bit about the bakers that we are all going to get to know in a much better way across the next 10 weeks. And we cannot wait for the series to start. And as I mentioned earlier, we are so excited to be offering classes every Sunday at 5 p.m. where we will teach either the signature or the technical challenge from that week's episode. But of course, we have a huge amount of other classes that are on sale. So please do go to bakewithalegend.com/online classes to see what we have on offer. Howard, you have two classes, no less, this weekend, don't you? You are teaching your custard and berry tarts and your lemon drizzle cake. Am I right, Howard?
You are. I feel a little bit like, what's that film that's, is it Brief Encounter? It's an old 1930s film. And there's a woman who works on the railway station. Sorry.
How old are you, Howard?
No, films can be older than me. I'm sure you've seen films that are older than you. But there's a woman who serves at the railway station cafe called Myrtle Baggett. And she goes, cake or pastry? And I think that's me this weekend. I'm doing both cake and pastry. Yeah, cake or pastry.
Well, if you want to get in the mood for Bake Off and join Howard, there are a few places left to join him on either Saturday or Sunday, and we would absolutely love to see you. So look, we will be back with the podcast, of course. It will be out every Wednesday during the series. If you want to tell your friends about us, we would absolutely adore that. And of course, we really hope to see you at some of our online classes. For those wondering, we are back doing physical events here in the UK for private groups. So if you are thinking of getting all your staff together for a team building, or you're looking to celebrate a special birthday or a hen party or anything like that, then of course we are offering physical events once more. So look, Howard, Dan, thank you so much for joining us for this short podcast, and we look forward to hearing your thoughts as we go through the series, and we'll be back this time next week.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.